today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values
on which we used to rely?
And cry.
He's a family guy.
Okay, this episode is called What the Fuck's Billy Know About?
He's a family guy.
Family Guy. The greatest cartoon ever.
Ever.
Think it's better than Simpsons?
Yeah.
I do think that's
a big shout, but no, it definitely is.
A lot of people will disagree and say The Simpsons is the best cartoon ever.
But they're wrong.
Yeah, I think it's Family Guy. I think you're in two categories, isn't you? Or you're in two camps, whatever it says. Right? You're either Simpsons fan.
I'm not camp.
You're the guy from Glee.
Well.
You're either in the Simpsons camp.
Yep.
Or the Family Guy camp. I think that's where you are. Yeah. You can like both. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You can swing both ways if you want to swing both ways. Is that what you want to do?
But bottom line, you've got to choose one.
And I will pick Family Guy.
Yep.
Because I love dark humour.
Yeah.
I love when they can take the piss out of something, which you shouldn't really laugh about. But they make you laugh.
Well, like Stephen Hawking and his girlfriend having sex.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah.
That feels so good. That's me. That's wrong. But, so, you know, you can't help but laugh at these sort of things, you know?
You have to. If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah, man. It's not about crying.
Life is a horrible place.
Don't cry like a bitch.
There's earthquakes, tsunamis.
Yep.
Charlie Sheen.
Yep.
It's a dark place at the moment.
It's a very dark place, especially when the sun goes down.
Exactly. And you want a Family Guy to lighten the mood.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Even definitely. If they are laughing at midgets.
Mm-hmm. There's enough bad stuff going on. Yes, exactly.
We're laughing at paedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
You're not laughing with them. You're laughing at them.
You're laughing at them.
Yep, exactly. For anyone out there who hasn't actually watched a Family Guy episode, which I pretty much doubt it because it's always on.
Yep.
BBC Three always play it.
But it's not on enough.
Which is on all 10, right. They should do like they do with Friends on E4.
Yes.
Should play it non-stop.
A marathon.
Yeah. But no, so what is the premise of Family Guy?
It's a family. Bit of a random family. They tend to have. They've got a little baby that wants to kill the mum. They've got a fat little son that's got a bit of a squeaky voice and gets excited over some pretty silly things. They've got a daughter that they refer to as, I don't know, either a son or they just don't refer to her at all. They've got a fat old dad that is stupid as fuck, and they've got a mum that, for a cartoon, pretty hot.
They always are. They always supposed to be, aren't they?
Yeah. But Marge isn't, though, is she?
Oh, she's got nice hair.
You like the big blue hair.
She got a nice hair. Hey, the dog, Brian. Don't forget Brian.
Brian, sorry. Totally forgot Brian. Sorry, Seth.
Yeah. Sorry, Seth.
Seth MacFarlane is the voice of Brian.
Sorry, what's this dog doing? Talk about fucking dogs. What my dog for? Yeah. Go away! Weird looking thing.
What a poor dog.
He does, he looks like... Look at his face, look.
He
looks like that weird flying thing from Neverending Story. Go away!
What is the name of that? Come on, someone.
Doubtful.
Jenny said
Doubtful.
It.
Jenny said it was
she
Doubtful.
She found it.
And I watched it.
Yep.
And it is him!
Yeah.
If he was white, it would be him. It's amazing. It's amazing. But go away, you're weird as well.
Go away.
The dog's just sitting there sniffing. Go away! That's what I thought of that. But yeah. Family Guy.
So Brian's the one that tends to look after Stewie. He knows what Stewie's up to.
They got a good little thing.
Yeah, they can talk on their voice. They bust out their little musical every now and again. They're like a little sing song.
Oh,
I like a little sing song.
Right? What we like doing? We like a little bit of cabaret. Bust some tunes out. Don't care. Bit of that Liza with Ellie, do it. Not a bit of Liza. Go to West End, go see that Chicago. It's all bad women in prison. Let's do it. It's all bad girls.
I like bad girls.
You like bad girls? I fucking hate that program.
Oh, we're talking about. Is that a program?
So, with Family Guy, like, it's been going on for years.
Yep.
It got cancelled, didn't it, in America? Because, like, we've spoken, Americans are prude, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't all be prude, because fucking Seth MacFarlane's writing some dark shit. But yeah. TV networks, they're prude. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's people who are at the top of the chain.
Yep.
They're worried they about, they're worried about offending people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, would.
But if they let a few little things go, then people will be less prudish about other stuff, you know?
I think you just need to just ignore people.
Lighten up.
Anyone gets offended, you just need to, I think you just have to say, shut up.
Yeah, whatever.
You know,
your life is obviously fucking that boring. You're going to worry about this shit.
You've got the fucking busy waste body. Time to worry about this. Then. Yeah.
If you're one of them people listening,
you're going to fucking complain about this one? You're going to report and concern us on iTunes?
Fuck you! Give a fuck!
No, please don't.
Don't beg.
Please don't. We get thrown off iTunes. They'll be like, come find us on iTunes. They'll be like, fuck off.
You can't find us now.
Find us a bargain bin.
Not our price.
They don't have our price anymore.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you won't find us, will you?
Like Poundland. We'll be the only thing in Poundland which is not in IP.
You can reduce bucket. Everything.
But Family Guy, like, it got cancelled after I think it was two series.
Because they hated it, didn't they, yeah?
In America, it wasn't as big as The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even as big as Futurama, I don't think. But it was one of them shows, and they didn't get it.
Futurama's good, but I won't rave about it.
I like Futurama. I thought Futurama was quite funny.
That's what I mean. It's good, but, you know, I won't...
Yeah. With Family Guy, I think because Family Guy is so random, you kind of just, you have to watch it, yeah. But with Family Guy, like, they cancelled it because they didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. Was it a Simpsons family comedy aimed at adults? Or was it, it wasn't an adult comedy at the time. It didn't know what it was. It was verging towards being too rude for telly.
I think it was aimed at a lot of students.
Yeah.
Stoners.
Yep. People that wouldn't usually watch cartoons.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's what they did. So then they cancelled it, but then they released it on DVD. Because they thought, that's what we released on DVD. Bah, done really well on DVD. Mad. Yeah, I bought it.
You recommended it to me, and I went and bought it.
I got you all into it. I thought, yeah, come on, you got it. It's just fucking brilliant, the show. Mm-hmm. They brought it back for another year, because the DVD was done so well. Didn't do so well on telly. Cancelled it again. And they're like, oh yeah, it didn't do very well. You're like, well, just fucking give it time. You know what I mean? And they'd left it a while. Like, I think they left it a bit longer this time. Mm-hmm. Then it done even better on DVD, because then you had like three series worth. So that's brilliant. So they made a little mini movie, and released on DVD. Then that's it. Since then, you've gone 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think you're on like season 10 now, whatever. So they're on like, and it's going to just carry on now. It won't end. It's one of them shows that will probably just keep going on. They like the Cleveland show, didn't they?
I like the Cleveland spin-off show. He's got his little fat kid.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, man.
I like the little black kid, the little one with the afro.
What's his
Roland
name?
Or something?
Rolo?
Rolo?
Yeah, like Rolo, like the sweets.
Rolo,
we're going to have to find that out.
Let me pause this for a second, we'll find out. Rallo.
That's the name, Rallo.
Rallo.
It sounds like Rolo.
Yeah, but it's not, it's Rallo.
Rallo.
Rallo. Rallo.
Say it like Cleveland.
No, Rallo.
That was alright.
Rallo. I don't know. Oh, no!
Rallo.
That's the moment I'm in for Family Guy. He's having a bath.
He shoots him with a tank.
He goes, no! Where, Peter? Peter and his again. it is weird voice too, Cleveland.
Ooh.
Quagmire, could you do a Quagmire?
Giggity!
Can you do any more questions? Any caps? Do a Stewie. Could you do a Stewie? Stewie's hard, right? Because he does a British accent.
Yeah, but it's not British. We don't talk like that. Do you find that in Family Guy, they really tend to like, really abuse the English accent? And they've got someone on there with the really long jaw.
I remember that one. That's a good one.
I don't know people that talk like that.
Who else? Now, try and do a Stewie, can you? Do a Stewie.
Damn you, vile woman, you've corrupted me since the day I left your womb!
That probably sounds probably better on tape than it would on.
Nah.
No, it could have come out good on the microphone, who knows?
Doesn't sound like Stewie, though.
It's
words of Stewie, but it's not Stewie.
So he did say, like, in the first couple of series, he was all like, damn you, my woman! But then he kind of went a bit more mellow. He was very campy. He's proper gay.
Massively gay. You see it when they get signed up to the war. They go over to Iraq and they're standing and they have a little kiss and this geezer comes over. Room for one more? Hell yeah! Bryce gives him a quick little backhand.
Can you do a Peter impression?
A Peter impression?
Yeah. What about Brian?
Brian? Peter?
I'm only going to say one word. Well, the bloke who Seth MacFarlane does a lot of the voices,
yeah,
he does Brian's voice as well, and that is just literally his voice.
That's how he talks, and it's weird because you hear Brian and then you see like an interview with Seth MacFarlane and you're like, mate, your voice, it doesn't seem to suit the person.
No, it doesn't. It is too... You expect it to be Brian.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a dog sitting, bro.
Yeah, well, they kind of told me this.
So what are your favourite bits in Family Guy? What are the ones that stand out the most?
I like the way they sort of, I don't know, really rinse a joke. So if like Peter falls over, yeah.
That was when he'd run back with the golden ticket, wasn't it? It was a golden ticket for the Pawtucket Patriot beer,
yeah,
which I really want to try.
Did they sell that here?
No, but
it's beer.
They really should. And they'd make a fortune. Come on, you bring it out. Pawtucket Patriot.
Yeah, I think we should.
As seen in Family Guy, people like
trademark, yeah, copyright. Wait, we're on this.
They've probably already got it.
Now fuck you. I've got that shit.
Don't sue us, please don't. There you go. Have you seen the one where Lewis, she's running down the road and she phones and hits her boob and she does that because they just
I haven't seen that one.
But in the first couple of series though, when we used to watch it when we were like younger, I say younger, we were about 20.
Yeah.
When we were watching though, the funniest bits was when it was the cutaways, which is what was so clever about it. It's like they would be talking, mm-hmm, and Lewis would say, go and do the washing up, or go and do the laundry, Peter. And he'd say, no, I'm rubbish at laundry. Remember the last time I did laundry, remember what happened?
He goes into Narnia.
Yeah, he's sitting there, he's like, where's my sock? And he goes into the actual laundry, he goes into the washing machine. A little like foreign person, he goes, ha ha, what can I know you? Peter goes, hey, give me my sock, you goat bastard.
Silly little phrases like that.
Yeah. But then, obviously, for years, it's got ruder and ruder. And it's now got to the point now where there are moments where you will go, oh,
you're not fuck.
Below the belt.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
He got a lot.
I laughed.
Yeah. I like the way that made it.
There was one in like the recent series where he was literally 30 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Stewie and Brian stuck in a, you know, you go to a bank.
Yep.
And you go into them rooms where you have your safes and that.
Mm-hmm.
They got locked in one of them, like a vault.
Yep.
For 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
No cutaways.
Yep.
30 minutes. Them sitting there talking, thinking of it. Oh, it was really strange. And Stewie has a shit in his diaper. And he goes, what are we going to do about the smell? And he goes, you could eat it. And he makes it. And Brian sits and eats the poo out of the diaper. And all you don't see him, you just know he's doing it because Stewie's sitting there going,
Is the one where Lois gets locked up? She gets put in prison because she goes on this bit of a mad frenzy where she can't
help herself.
She gets
stuff,
such a mad rush.
She's
so she goes to prison and then they're all sitting in the living room watching TV and then a deer comes in And Peter's like, shh, don't disturb it. And then the deer runs off, yeah. And then Stewie comes walking in, and he's got his nappy dragging behind him.
And away we go. No! I can't feel my legs.
Welcome to the party, pal.
No, wait, there they are.
So Family Guy is obviously one of them shows that... You want
them? Yeah, I'm alright, yeah.
What's that?
Oh, no, I just received a bit of a random text, to be honest, mate.
A text, huh? Share with the class.
Well, you know, I've been, you know, this. I spoke to you about, I went and watched a football match at the weekend. Went and watched the
support. Really trying to get pum pum on.
No, I went and watched the local football team, Chelsea City, up the city.
City!
Yeah, so I watched the
I hope you went to go see a girl.
No. It was the ladies' team, yeah.
Ladies'
team. They've done really well, actually, but I've got to pick them up. They played with 10 this week. 10 against 11, yeah. The other team had subs, and they beat them 1-0.
Even when women play football, do you think they have men linesmen?
One of the linesmen was a man, and he was dressed in a suit.
Sexist.
He had a suit.
He had a
proper suit on with a tie, the lot. He looked very professional. Yeah, the other one did. The other one was wearing a tracksuit.
You're a dickhead.
Bless him. He was a poor old man, but...
He weren't poor, he had a suit.
No, you won't, yeah.
But yeah, you went to see this girl play football?
Yeah. Went to see a girl play football.
Was she good?
She's fucking wicked. I've got to be honest, I'd sign her up. I'd have her on my team.
Play for Tottenham.
She's got a few skills.
Play for West Ham.
She's fucking popping them out of the spot. She banged a post.
With the ball.
With the ball, yeah.
Walk up to
her. No, she did. No, she didn't just go and start.
Like with my girlfriend.
Straddle the
when
post.
When she
and
stubs her toe, she goes and hits it.
Yeah.
That's going to make it better.
Yeah, because it helps.
Yeah.
You're going to damage it. You're going to hurt the post.
They're going to hurt yourself more.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah, Carol. What's the text about?
Well, no, it just turns out that she's not interested in my...
She's not interested in you? Ah! Billy went to get some poo poo, got blown out. Why'd you get blown out, Bill? What, you got a boyfriend? Think you're ugly?
Because I've got a willy.
She's gay.
She's... hang on, right. I don't know, hang on, I don't see what's so funny about this, to be perfectly honest.
You've been wasted. You've waited like 2-3 weeks.
No, I haven't wasted any. What?
Trying to get into this lady's panties. And it's
not trying to get into
it. Then suddenly she... she texts you to say, yeah. Oh, by the way, I like the vagina.
I'd rather know, you know. Okay, so she's been quite straight. Yeah.
I'm keeping this in. This is staying in.
This
carry
is,
on.
Yeah.
Carry on. This is like a Family Guy episode.
Okay, so yeah, it wasn't what I expected.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. No, it wasn't.
Disappointment's a bitch.
Gosh, they should wear a sign, shouldn't they? Wasted time.
I wasn't really wasting much time. It was only, you know, there was only a few texts here and there, so it wasn't nothing, you know, didn't read too deep into it at all.
She was texting back, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, but, you know, these were never texts, they were never flirtatious texts.
How lonely does she have to be texting a stranger to get some comfort out of someone she's never really known? She's just text this random guy.
I'm not a random guy. She's known me for ages.
About 3 weeks.
No, man. I've known her for... I've been seeing her for ages.
And you ever knew she was lesbian?
2 years.
No, a crew cut.
No, because...
A lumberjack shirt.
Wearing lumberjack shirt.
Timberland boots. No, I'm not... Stereotyping.
You are. You
I'm
just
not,
am.
I'm joking.
I think that's Adam there. He's telling you how he. Adam. This is Adam. How Adam speaks.
Don't report me. No. That's cool. No. It's up to her. She likes ladies. Like them all now. I'll go anywhere, Amber. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you would, because she could have more lady friends.
Lady friends. like, episode of that L Word. You see the L Word?
What lady?
The L Word. There's a TV show called The L Word. All about lesbians.
Is that the L Word?
Right, L Word, ladies.
Lesbian.
Labia.
Lesbian. Do they like being called lesbians? Is that the correct
term? That is the correct term, yeah.
That is the correct term.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't
mean a man should be homosexual.
Well, it's gay, isn't it? Gay and lesbian is the one that the terms they've taken on.
But yeah, but why does gay mean, like, you know, you're that way inclined? Why?
Oh, actually, no,
gay
no,
used to be
actually,
happy.
Gay used to be happy,
mm-hmm.
and then it turned into gay,
yep.
as in homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Lesbian used to be people from Lesbos.
Yeah. Is that Greece?
I think it's Greece.
Yeah.
And they used to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I could be making this up.
I reckon you are.
But no, I thought. And the people from Lesbos were actually getting the ump because they don't like the word lesbian being used for gay women. So they're like, we're trying to take back the word. You're like, nah.
But you can take back the word.
Stuck.
Okay.
Now, yeah.
No one else is going to use that ever again.
Because they call gay and lesbian. That's what they call gay, lesbians, bisexuals and all that. That's what they call them now.
Yep.
I don't think they'd be offended if you call them a dyke or what's the other word for a lesbian they call. There's not really many horrible words you can call lesbians, is there? Dyke is probably
that's a bit harsh, that
that's
one.
The harshest one, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's not even a right word. The dyke, I thought the dyke was something to do with a river. The fuck's that got to do with a fucking...
I've never heard of the river Dyke.
No, dyke. I thought dyke was something. I'm going to look it up. What does dyke originally mean? Carry on talking, Bill. Tell everyone about your story.
Just pause.
Press so pause.
I'm currently responding to this message.
Hang on a sec. Well, I found it. Okay. I was trying to Google, so Google's like the be all and end all of everything, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I just literally put define dyke. And what come up was butch. Slang, offensive term for a lesbian who is known to be masculine.
Yes, yeah, you should probably edit that out because it's in an offensive term.
Well, that's what it says. Don't that's a slang, offensive term for a lesbian who knows to be. So, but that's what I do. People call them dykes. So I don't think it's a nice word. But then, like I said, I always thought dyke was this. A barrier, no, dyke, enclosed with a dike, dyke to land, protect it from water. It was something in a river, and they use it for dams. So I'm not being a dick, I know what I'm talking about.
No, so it's just like really butch lesbians being chucked in rivers to stop the flow.
That's what a dyke is. Who come up with saying, we're going to start calling lesbians dykes now?
No, you know, they're not lesbians, dykes are like the butch lesbians.
So yeah, the ones that just like men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lumberjacks, shirts
and
shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to sit there and diss lesbians because I like lesbians. I think they're cool. I think every woman should be a lesbian. So you text them back, will you text them back, Bill? This is more interesting than the actual reason.
We're talking about family. Like, you want to talk about...
I want to talk about Billy and his love life. Or lack of love life at the moment, because he just takes them back and let's be out.
It's beyond.
So... Has she given any indications beforehand that she wasn't of the lady liking? She plays football. When you told me that last week, I did think a little bit like, really? Mm. But then again, you don't have to be gay to play football. There's probably gay men that play football. Actually, I'm guarantee it.
There is. Mark Overmars.
Is he gay?
He was gay.
Really?
Sol Campbell.
He hasn't come out gay though, has he?
But he is a massive poofter.
Yeah, but you say that.
He's a big black poofter.
I don't believe. How many teams are there from Premier League down
to
League
One?
It's
all kept on the down low, like
down
in the army.
They're
and
scared
stuff like
to
that.
Come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. These people in the public.
Whereas
with. They've been looked up to.
By the looks of it.
Yeah, that's.
Women's football. They're scared to not come out.
I'll tell you what, you'll see a lot of them there, and I did. When I was standing there, I was standing with her dad, and I was talking with her
dad. Did he know?
Well, fucking no, I don't know.
Text him.
He came over.
Tell him.
He was like, you here to watch Lindsay? I was like, yeah, mate, yeah, yeah, like, yeah, just over here to watch Lindsay. He's like, oh, I'm Lindsay's dad. I was like, how are you doing, mate?
There you go, dad. You've given it away straight away. Weren't threatened.
Mm.
See what I mean? If you know, my daughter was gay, some bloke come over to watch people, I wouldn't care either.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you come over to check out my daughter, I'd be like, good luck, she likes the ladies.
You know what though? Nah, this.
Know what? You think she's lying to you?
No, she's not lying. She's a lesbian.
You think she's bi? I think she's bi. I think she likes
because,
the men and the women.
Yeah, because she's put, right, I need to tell you that I'm in a relationship with a girl and I wouldn't want to mess that up. Okay? I like chatting to you though.
Ah, that's it. Hey, you could be her experimental. You know, like when girls go.
No, they're not going to want a fucking donor.
You'll be that bloke from the kids who write that film, The Lesbians.
So I'm already scared about one of Roxy's mates, their lesbian mates.
They're going to want you.
They eyed me up and I'm like,
Billy's bum pants. Lots of little Billy's going around.
Let me quickly send this back.
What are you going to send? Compose it outright. Go on. So everyone can hear. Go on. We're all hooked on the edge of our seats right now. I'm hooked. See, I'm leaning forward.
No, I just said, look, if I know, I would have asked, but I appreciate you being honest, because I would nearly put, I appreciate you being straight with me.
Email me at markerpodcast.hope at what?
You're still recording, Nick!
Of course I'm recording. This is funny shit. You fucking... I don't even remember what the start of the show was like, what it was called. What are you talking about?
Family Guy.
Yeah. And lesbians and Family Guy?
Megan. She became a lesbian.
There you go, we're tying it in.
What did she change her name to?
Steve.
No, it wasn't Steve.
It was Steve, wasn't it?
When she had a deep voice. Which come out with a moustache.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about this girl.
No, let's go back to Family Guy.
I said it. I appreciate you being straight with me. That'd be brilliant. How great would that be? Because did she know you were not joking?
No, because you know she might listen to this, and then she's gonna know that me and you were sitting here discussing. No, what I was gonna send.
Okay,
back
what's her name? I'll put a little message out. What's her name?
I'm not promoting it.
Okay, so let's call her.
I've promoted it enough.
Right,
Lily.
Let's. Yes, you did tell her. Her name's Hayley. Lindsay. You said Lindsay earlier. No. You said hello. You said you were here to watch Lindsay.
Who?
Exactly, you did. Yeah. You were the dad's phenomenon. Right, we're going to call her Clive. So, Clive, if you're listening to this,
don't take offence,
because we're not joking. We just find it funny that Billy thought he was going to get a pum pum on, and then it suddenly didn't turn out that way. Because
you're taking great, you know, you're loving this at the moment, aren't you?
I'm not laughing at you, Bill.
You are.
This is funny because this is the way Billy suddenly just went from. We were talking about Family Guy, and then suddenly you just looked at your phone, went all quiet, started ignoring me. And I know when Billy's ignoring me, he's thinking about something. I didn't expect him to tell me. I thought he'd just say, "Oh, nothing, just a message." But no, he was telling me about his girl that he met. So he wanted you to know. He wanted us to know.
No, you told me.
So yeah, so what do you know about lesbians, Bill?
I love lesbians.
I'm an open-minded guy. I have lesbian friends. I know gay people. I've got a gay dog. I swear I've got a gay dog.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, you're gay.
Ooh. Do you reckon maybe her or one of her friends was the one that chatted up Emily? In the gay night.
Yes. Well, yeah, my girl, yeah, Chicago's gay night. She knows loads of gay people around. Do you know
what I mean?
Well, like vampires.
We could know people that know people. That know people. That want
people. What is the statistic? They say 1 in 10 is gay. Is it 1 in 10? There is that statistic out there. It's like 1 in 10
is gay.
Yeah, of
course, there's going to be a statistic, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of gay people out there. But you shouldn't put labels on people. This is me, basically. You shouldn't put labels on people. Gay, yeah. Lesbian, straight, bi. Mm-hmm. I was going to say paedophile, but I thought, no, that's not right.
that's not the same. No. You know, you can't go to prison for being a lesbian.
We can.
No, you can't.
Can in some countries.
You can, not over here, though.
Get your hands cut off. I don't think you're still in it. No, that's true, though. That's, how bad is that? I think England's quite a kind of open country. You can be gay, lesbian, you can be transgendered. I don't think it really matters. You go over to, like, was it Israel or Dubai,
mm-hmm.
You're fucking gay, you get fucking killed just for being gay.
That's people's narrow-minded views.
Narrow-minded. We're not narrow-minded here on What the Fuck Is Being No podcast.
Not
we're open-minded. We're down with it. We find it I wouldn't say find it funny, but I find it funny that Billy just got shafted.
You're a dick.
I don't know. I'm going to pause this for a sec.
Yeah, pause.
We're going to get our composure back and we'll come back. Okay, whilst Billy messages back his lesbian lover, we're going to play a clip from Family Guy. Hopefully I'm going to find one that has a lesbian in it, just to keep the topic going.
All right, look, I'll be honest with you. My father-in-law has treated me like crap for almost 20 years, and it's time for a little payback. I tell you, he's treated me worse than that jerk Christian Bale did.
I want you off the set, you prick.
Sorry.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
I dropped a peanut M&M and it rolled over here.
Am I going to walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene?
Those are Christmas lights. I put them up to make everyone happy.
Then why the are you walking right through like this in the background? What the is it with you?
Boy, you were going to owe a fortune to the swear jar.
You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene? Give me a answer.
I don't get it.
What don't you get about it?
I don't get why we need another Terminator. I don't get it. And by the way, sorry, I ate that last piece of pie that you were saving for yourself.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
It was good.
I hope it was good because it's useless now, isn't it?
Well, it's nourishing me, so that's useful.
Sake, man, you're amateur.
I don't know that word.
Stay off the set, man. Right, let's go again.
Can we just take a minute?
Let's not take a minute. Let's go again!
I gotta go pee, and I want to walk around some more, but I want to do it while the scene's going.
You're unbelievable, man.
You know, I just don't understand.
You don't understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is.
I don't think that's what that is.
That's what that is, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, my family's coming to town. Do you mind pretending that I'm the director?
I want
to
kick your you don't
please,
shut
please
up
don't
for
hurt
a
me.
Second,
please
all
don't
right?
hurt me, Mr. Bale.
I'm going to go. Do you want me to go trash your lights?
No.
Do you want me to trash them?
No, I don't want you to trash them.
You do it one more time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired.
Sorry, it's my first day.
I'm serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
I don't feel like a nice guy.
But I don't cut it when you're around like this on set.
Geez, you punch your mother with that mouth?
Seriously, man, you and me, we're done professionally.
Wait, just professionally? Are you asking me out on a date?
Okay, well, so did you enjoy that clip?
I love that clip. That's one of my favourites from the show.
Yeah?
Ever.
I'm not going to lie to you. We don't know what clip it was. I'm going to put that in post. So I'm going to find a clip with something to do with lesbians. Or I'm going to get the clip where they turn around and he's on the, like, a Jerry Springer show. He goes, I want to tell you, I'm not really a man. I'm a woman. I'm not really a woman. I'm a horse.
I'm not really a horse.
I'm a broom.
I did not see that coming.
I'm surprised. I might put that clip in. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's funny. But yeah, so we were talking about Family Guy.
Yep.
Until we got diverted onto Billy's love life.
Left off.
Which was actually more interesting than I actually imagined, Billy. We never really asked you about your love life.
That's about as excited as it gets, to be honest, mate.
That's well excited. It's like an episode of Hollyoaks.
Yeah, but you know, that's over then. Bang.
Hello, you want to draw a line underneath it?
No, not that. I mean, you know, with that, me finding out that.
That's it.
That's.
Oh.
You know.
Knocking things.
Yep.
Yep.
That's done.
That's that done.
Mm-hmm.
You got gay clubs now.
I am. I'm going to Chicago Sunday night. Fucking hell.
I will turn one of these bitches. Coming on with me. But no, you're right. So, we were talking about. I've completely lost what we were talking about, tomorrow, so I think we might as well just try and end it now. Yeah. This is going to fucking complete fuck up this podcast.
We spent 20 minutes talking about the tech.
Should we do a podcast about you? Just tell stories about your life.
About my life.
How open could you be?
I could be pretty open.
I think we could do it.
Yeah? Not now.
Look at you rubbing your hands together. No, okay, well, hang on, buddy, fuck off, man.
Would it be like question time, or like an interview with Jonathan Ross?
Does anyone want a dog? Send me an email or Twitter, you can have him. Go away, you're annoying me.
You don't have to want the dog, you just have to feed it, because we're going to chuck it outside now.
Yeah. Look at his little face. He's got a little face. He's like, don't be horrible to me. He does have a face, and then he barks, and it's so annoying. Shut up, go away. Walk away, please. Don't look at me like that. Dalfour from Neverending Story. Yeah, look it up. It looks just like him. It does. Big time, right. So... we still talking about Family Guy.
This is the Family Guy.
Okay.
That was about 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, so
I spoke about that, I think.
Sorry, everyone, for if you tuned in.
Yeah. I think we'll have to do another one.
Thinking you're going to get a really good podcast about Family Guy. I don't think any of our podcasts are really good.
Nah.
I don't think people. I think people are being polite when they say they listen to them. They think they're good. I don't. I think
someone wrote saying.
I don't think anybody's ever listened to a whole one.
I think
people skip through them.
No. Oh, no. I reckon Joe listens to them all. I can appreciate Joe's being
I haven't heard from Joe for ages.
A dedicated listener.
I think he's gone.
Joe is still alive.
I think Joe's turned around and just decided he's got a new fad.
He's found a new podcast.
He has, hasn't he?
I want to find out what
it is. Either that, or he's just started watching Clee or something. He's just watching something different. He doesn't like us anymore. We're not cool.
No, we are.
We're in Panic magazine.
Yes, we are.
We got a little write up.
Yes, we did.
My name's bold.
My name isn't.
It isn't.
It's right.
No, it isn't.
No.
I feel bad now.
Yeah.
I don't.
I know you don't,
yeah.
But don't.
And you're not even down as Billy Cutmore, you're my mate Bill.
Yeah. No, it does say Billy Cutmore, but
it does.
Yeah. It is my mate Billy. You could have just said Robin, my sidekick.
Little bitch ass Robin. I've never been this long. Apologies for a random podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I fucking did. This is my favourite one.
Is this your new favourite?
I'm still going to call it What the Fuck Do We Know About Family Guy, but it's going to be the best one. I think I'm going to listen back to this. I'm going to listen to this in my car. So I'm going to ask Billy a question. We didn't really cover anything. We covered, I think.
I'm going to get a point for this.
What are the characters' names on Family Guy? You went through them.
Yep.
We did a couple of impressions.
Yep.
And then that was it. Start talking about you and your lesbian lover. Okay, so the question was, what the fuck does Billy know about lesbians? And that wasn't it. What the fuck does Billy know about Family Guy? What do you know, Bill?
I know we need to do another one, another podcast dedicated to Family Guy with no interruptions.
No lesbians?
No lesbians. Well, there could be.
They could be lesbians.
You know, we could have a celebrity lesbian guest. Or just a lesbian guest.
Look at your mate. Your girlfriend.
My gal pal. Let's see what she's up to for coming round.
Well done for being so funny about it and not actually getting the hump. Because you could have got the hump, but you're going to like smack around the face and tell me to stop.
We'll wait until we find out if she listens to it.
Well, she does. Hello. We're being polite. It's you know, what did you say earlier? If you can't laugh, you're quiet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's you know, we're not laughing because you're lesbian. Far from it.
Yep. We're laughing at the fact that I chased.
That's it. That's it. People might misconstrue us laughing at people of, that
kind.
Yeah. If people want to be gay, you'll be gay. You want to be lesbian, you'll be transgender, you'll be bisexual. You want to shake horses. To be honest, in my opinion, I couldn't give a shit what you do.
Yeah, apart from shaking horses, you know, if you're doing that, you're pretty fucking sick.
But if you do it, ain't my problem.
That ain't your problem.
That's the end of the day. I don't care. Why should
you do it?
Why should I wear
it? Don't post it on fucking YouTube. Right?
What was the story about that bird who?
She got
fucked by a horse and died.
Yeah.
So the horse should feel bad.
That's violent. That has scarred me for life.
You see that video of that bloke who gets raped by a goat? when he's having a piss. He's having a piss in a field, he's got his trousers down, this goat chases him and starts raping it.
What sort of fucking internet site should you be going on, man?
That's on YouTube.
How did you find that on YouTube? Of all
words. Well, you type it in. It shows
goat, man getting raped by a goat.
Goat rape.
Adam's favourite fetish. Goat rape.
But no, so I think we should end this podcast with a kind of be who you want to be. If you want to be gay, be gay.
This ain't Springer's fucking wise words or whatever it is.
And any girls out there that are lesbians, if you see Billy, lead him on a little bit. Because, you know, he's frankly, he's happy for the attention. It takes you back. Yeah. He might even buy you a few. You might get a few drinks out of him.
Might.
You will. You know, just don't ruin it. This lady who texted today, she could have got a couple of dates out of this.
If you come up to me and talk to me, let it be known. Okay? You know, because I want to get along with you, either, you know, either which way. But...
And thank you, whoever you are, for making this the funniest thing I've ever heard. Because it's been so bad. I did not expect it. So thank you.
You didn't expect it. I didn't fucking expect it.
Oh my God, this is the best. We've been doing a Glee one, we're trying to be serious, we're trying to take it serious, we're going to do each topic we're going to talk about.
She should win a Golden Globe for being...
Oh my God, right, no, I'm seriously going to end it now. Bill, I've already asked you, haven't I? What do you know about Family Guy? And you said we should do another one. Any last words, Bill?
I ain't getting that pumpkin.
Well, I'm going to stop this now. Alright, cheers for listening.